Researching and testing a virus that has no cure requires extreme precautions. This is one of the most secure laboratories in the U.S., a safety level 4 facility. There are only a few of them, and they are expensive and complex to operate. The most dangerous viruses associated with bioterrorism, such as Ebola, anthrax, and Lassa fever, have been studied here. Any animals used in tests must be euthanized and cremated to avoid accidental release of viruses. Dr. Jean Patterson is the chair of the Department of Virology and Immunology at the Southwest Foundation for Biomedical Research in San Antonio, Texas.
Biosafety Level 4 is a type of laboratory where you work with things for which there's no vaccine, there's no treatment, is potentially lethal, and can be transmitted in a laboratory.
The procedure for dressing up and going in there takes about 30 minutes. So when you, by the time you put your suit on and check to make sure there's no holes in it, and enter, that's a large part of the day. And once you get in there, it takes about another 20 or 30 minutes to come out, and fully come out. So it takes about 7 minutes to leave the laboratory, but then you have to take a physical shower and get dressed. So basically, once you're in there, you want to stay in there until you're done with your experiments.
Dr. Richard Carrion, a staff scientist at the virology department, explains that in order to avoid doing that constantly, they use surveillance cameras to watch what's going on in the lab.
Instead of going in multiple times a day, we're able to look at the animals directly. See how they're doing.
These guinea pigs are being used to test a potential vaccine for Lassa fever, not a common illness in most places, but endemic in West Africa, where every year it affects between 300,000 and 500,000 people. A rodent immune to the virus transmits it. Lassa fever is often misdiagnosed and mistreated. Most of the time, the human immune system can deal with it, but if it develops into hemorrhagic fever, it can be deadly.
About 15% of those that get hemorrhagic fever end up dying, whereas with women, if they get infected and they're pregnant, it's about 60%.
So far, the test of the vaccines originally developed by the University of Maryland but never before tested is showing promising results. According to Dr. Carrion, animals are given the vaccine and then infected with the Lassa fever virus.
We took this virus and we vaccinated guinea pigs, and 3 days after we vaccinated them, we challenged them with a lethal dose of Lassa virus, actually 1,000 times what it would take to require to make an animal sick. And we found that these animals not only didn't get sick, but if we looked at their tissue levels, there was no damage in the tissue. We looked at enzyme levels that indicate liver damage. We didn't see any of those in the bloodstream throughout the infection.
Once the studies with guinea pigs are finished, they will move on to monkeys. If and when the vaccine proves to be safe and effective in monkeys, there will be human trials, says Dr. Patterson.
Assuming we can make it work in a non-human primate model and we can get it licensed by a large pharmaceutical company, I would say 5 years is when it could start being put into humans.
West Africa could be the first beneficiary of the vaccine, but the U.S. government, which is financing the research, also wants to maintain a reserve in case of a bioterror attack using the Lassa virus. If everything goes well, scientists at the Southwest Foundation eventually plan to produce a dual vaccine for yellow fever and Lassa fever. Amy Katz, VOA News.